This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to close with a powerful story told by Vincent Donovan, who's a Catholic author who wrote a book called Christianity Rediscovered. This was published by Mary Knoll Press. He said, in a part of Africa where the nomadic people known as the Maasai tribe was during the time of slavery, he said the slave traders would come and round up these particular tribe of the Maasai and take them from all over the country in that part of Africa, and then take them to a port where they would get on ships and leave for Europe and the United States. And the slaves had a name. The people had a name for that place where your final stop. You know what they called it? It was an African word. I want to make sure I pronounce this correctly. Bagamoyo. They called the final stop before they left on the ships Bagamoyo, which comes from two African words, which means to throw or put down, and the word moyo, which means heart. That city where you stopped before you got on the ship to become a slave was the place where you threw down your heart. What a statement. Can you imagine how depressing that was to say, that's the place where you, figuratively speaking, you throw down your heart, you're never going to see it again because of what's ahead of you. I thought about his story, Vincent Donovan's story, and I thought, you know, and I've met some people who've thrown down their hearts in grief. I've met some people who've thrown down their hearts in job disappointment and job failure, and I've known some people who've thrown down their hearts in a failing marriage or in a divorce situation. I've known people who've thrown down their hearts with a sick relative or sickness in their own life. It's not that far-fetched to say that some of you are at a place right now where you say, I'm throwing down my heart. And all I want to tell you is this. You don't have to throw down your heart. You bend your knees to the one who is the ruler of the entire universe. You don't throw down your heart. You throw up your hands and say, God, be with me. And you praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords with lifted up hearts and hands. You don't throw down your heart. You lift up your heart to the God who made you. And that God will work in your life in ways that will never happen in any other way. What will he do? He'll reveal things to you. He'll enlighten your eyes so you do see. I have been hurting people and I have been offending God. That's an inside work of the Holy Spirit, as I mentioned earlier. But more than that, I can give thanks for the people in my life. I can have rumors of faith and love going on in my own life so that people talk about me. They not only talk about the bad stuff, but they say, but I think he's a person of faith. And I think she's a person of love. And I know that about them. That's what I've heard about those people. And I talk about his incomparable power over everything. You know, Jesus is not a good luck charm. He's Lord. He's not just something to believe in a world where there's not a lot to believe in. He's Lord of everything, Lord of heaven and earth. Do you understand what that means? Nothing isn't under his authority, his power, and his capacity. He's over it all. That's the one we call people to. We're not calling people to a cause, to a church, to a religion. We're calling people to believe and trust and obey the one who is the source of all authority and all power. His name is Jesus. Let's pray to him right now.
Well, folks, I know it's risky business for a minister to make editorial comments about his own preaching or his own sermons, but I'm going to do it this week. There was more response to this message on prayer than any other message I've ever given. There's a reason for that. Paul said some strong things in Ephesians 1. If you need to hear this message again, go to our website, crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.